This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's where we'll find the 29th overall pick in this past week's draft. Washington's first round pick, tackle out of Oregon, Josh Connerly Jr. Josh, take us back to draft night, what the experience was like and what the scene was like when you found out you were going to be a Commander.
Yeah, I was back home in Seattle with all my family at my dad's house. And the moment was unreal. Just continuing to watch names get called and you're just sitting there anxious, you know. But you know it's going to be I was very confident in myself that it was going to be the first round. It's just a matter of when, you know what I mean? But when I seen that VA area code pop up, I was like, all right, now, this the one right here. So I answered it, and AP was on the phone, and I was like, man. But my reaction initially was just, like, it was just really unreal. And like, I was just really excited and anxious, and I knew that I'm going into a pretty perfect situation. So I know that it's all going to work out really, really good. So
you mentioned the call to your phone. I didn't know this. I don't know that anybody did until we heard some of the details with what happened to Shador. But it's a special phone the league gives you, right? It's not like people are calling your normal cell phone. So are you just waiting for like this random phone to ring?
Nah, it's your regular phone.
Okay, I thought I read somewhere that the league like gives the draft picks a phone that all the teams have the number to.
Nah, so that's why the prank calls happen, is because you're using your regular phone number. You know what I mean? So if anybody just gets your regular phone number, they can call you, you know?
So you're waiting for the call to get drafted for, you know, in your case, it wasn't that long, but a couple hours, let's say. And like your buddies, or if they're texting you and being like, hey, bro, how's it going? Like, every time your phone's going off, you think it could be a
team. I got one prank call. It was somebody in Colorado acting like they were the Broncos. but besides that, I didn't really get all the multiple ones like everybody else. I can only feel for them because mine wasn't as bad and like as cruel as some of the other ones. But yeah, I mean, with guys that are waiting multiple days and, you know, getting 4 or 5 calls, it's just insane.
Josh Connerly, new Commanders lineman. So they call you from Denver when they're on the clock, I guess. And what did they say? Yes. Or how did you weed out that it was a prank?
They're just like, is this Josh? And I was like, yeah. And then they're just like, this is so and so from the Broncos. And then they just like, and then like, I was like, you know, I was like, oh my God, like what? And then they just hung up. And I was just like,
that's terrible.
I was just like, okay.
So let's go back. Josh Connerly with us here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. So what were you hearing before the first round? It's such an unpredictable, inexact science, obviously. But what was your agent and some of the research you guys had done saying about the window where you could come off the board?
I mean, it was anything really 10 down. And there was no like specific team because I've had visits with about eight teams, formaled with 12 different teams. And I mean, I really could have fell anywhere, you know what I mean? But we didn't know it was going to be in the first round. So
what were your pre-draft experiences like with Washington? I mean, I'm imagining you can take us through, but like right. Combine, formal, and then do you notice that there are certain teams that like you? It's like speed dating where you go, hey, I kind of hit it off with her a little bit, or is it all blended?
Yeah. So in Mobile, I met with Scans one time. That was my only interaction with them until I met the one time at the Senior Bowl, and then I formaled with them at the Combine, and then they had me in for a 30 visit as well. And so I'm not saying it was a lot of interactions for sure.
So now you come to Washington, and the first thing I would imagine when they call your name is that initial conversation. We get to see some of the call that you had with Adam Peters, but mm-hmm. how well did you hit it off with, or what was your relationship like with Bobby, the O-line coach, and yeah. some of those guys? And then after what we see, like, what's the rest of the night like?
Right. Yeah. So after LT shoots me a call, I miss it because of just like everything that's going on. But he shoots me a text. We text back and forth a couple times. And then like OG calls me, Coach State calls me, like, everybody from the organization has seemed just like just continued the call. So I'm just answering a bunch of different calls, you know, like everyone introducing themselves again, and just like, you know, excited to have you here, stuff like that. But then yeah, and then I just got all my flight stuff set up, and then they flew me and my family out there to like re-meet everybody, and yeah.
Commander's tackle Josh Connerly was the 29th pick in the draft, their first rounder, joining us on G&D. Did you hear from Jaden on draft night, or was it not till the next day that you got to chat with him a little bit?
Yeah, next day. And I'm gonna say we talked on FaceTime for a little bit once I got there, and like had a couple texts back and forth. But yeah, no, definitely super chill guy.
The O-line has been rebuilt a little bit, the tackle spot specifically, the trade for Laramie, and now going and getting you. Is Tunsil a guy you studied at all, or, you know, what lineman do you kind of pattern your game after and look up to?
Definitely. Growing up as a, I wasn't necessarily an O-lineman. I was always like a bigger guy, but once I started playing O-line full-time, like Rashawn Slater, Laramie Tunsil, Tyron Smith, like those are my three guys that I studied a whole lot. And even here at Oregon, like, we watched a lot of stuff as a group, like a lot of the stuff that Laramie did, that was teach tape for us, you know what I mean? So definitely somebody I looked up to and always try to take little things from, for sure. And it's going to be a great opportunity to learn from him and everybody else in the room.
So the idea that you weren't a lineman growing up, you just referenced, is decently well documented since the draft. But for some of my listeners, go back through that. So what were you initially? Until when, and then when did you transition to line? How did that process play out?
Yeah, so my first year ever playing football was five. I played O-line, and then after that, I became a running back because I wanted to do something different. I wanted to be O-lineman. I wanted the ball in my hands. I was a running back until eighth grade, then ninth grade. I play like running back, tight end, D line. Like I always played D line linebacker growing up as well, on the defensive side. Like in Seattle, that's just like the type of wall we play. Like everyone's a two way player. But in then 10th grade, we had lost all of our starting O line and D line from my freshman year. And then I became our starting left tackle my 10th grade year. And from that point on, like recruiting and everything just kind of took off from there. So.
Yep. Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So were you getting carries as a freshman on the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, a little bit. Honestly, I got a couple. Mainly passes, though. I was mainly at tight end. I was at running back very minimal, more like fullback type thing.
So everybody's seen the clips then from your Oregon time when you've touched the football, obviously catching a touchdown. What was the direct snap play? And was that a one-off that you guys ran where you're on the goal line getting a snap?
That was a one-off for a two-point conversion that we worked on for quite a while during the season.
But there's not many tackles in America who are pulling that off, and we've never seen that post Refrigerator Perry in the league. So
right.
Did you go to a coach and be like, hey, you know my tape says I can run the ball? Or like, how did that play out?
I mean, Joe Lorig is one of the best special teams minds that there is. And he was always looking out for me, being a Washington guy himself. And it's just funny because, like, every year it's always something like, JC, I'm going to hook you up. You know, I got something for you. So, I mean, it's kind of – like they know I'm a big athlete, so you know when I put it to use, you feel me? So
well, I covered Trent Williams when I was on the beat for 4 years here.
Okay,
and Trent was one of the great athletic tackles ever to play for the team. But I always talk about how when he plays hoops, he would play point guard and he would go between the legs and he'd dunk, and it was just different. But you're one of those rare guys that you know has that ability to move. But we're kind of seeing the league, I feel like, trend in that direction. If you could give me a thought on that, but with like the bubbles and the smokes and all the screens, it's Cliffs runs. You almost need a guy who can get out in space better than your normal tackle, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I feel like we kind of are the prototype of what you would want. I mean, obviously, everyone loves a big mauler. You know what I mean? But we do the same things just in a different way. You know what I mean? And Our builds are just – it's just because of the athletic background, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's your – you got your O-lineman that wrestle, and then you got your O-lineman that play basketball, and then, you know, you got your ones that throw. Like, they're like we all are athletes in our own ways, you know what I mean? But I feel like the small – like, you know, smaller build that kind of build up into bigger guys, those are the ones that are starting to become more of the trend and – being able to get out in space and stuff like that, like you said.
Josh Connerly here on G&D on 106.7 The Fan. So Laramie, when we talked a lot about him and two people who have covered him from Houston, the book is one of the great pass-blocking tackles in recent league history, but maybe the run-blocking is not as much a strength. I don't know if it's fair to even say that about you, because at Oregon, I just think of you guys slinging the ball around, but you obviously had successful backs. Do you view yourself, if you were going to major in one, would you say pass-blocking or – like, what's your kind of nastiness run blocking thoughts?
Well, I feel like I'm pretty balanced. I do say I thrive more in pass protection, just because of my background playing basketball, just being able to stay in front. But I mean, I can get nasty too. You know what I mean? Fit, as long as I fit my hands tight and run my feet, I mean, I'm a dump somebody. So. To answer your question, I would say pass protection probably.
When we talk to baseball players or something, it's like, hey, you could catch a home run or you rob a home run or hit a home run or whatever. For you, what's your favorite thing to do? Like get out in space, pancake someone or maul someone in the run game or just anchor on against a speed guy and just stop them? Like what's the most fun thing to do?
The best thing, and this is a, I would say cliche quote, but moving a man from point A to point B against his will, that's the best thing about playing offensive line. You know what I mean? Obviously, protecting your quarterback, making sure he's nice and you know, as your quarterback has a perfectly clean jersey at the end of the game, you did your job. You know what I mean? But moving a man from point A to point B against his will is the greatest, probably the greatest feeling. And then dumping him on his back rolling off on top and then getting up and hitting the little swag jog. That's the best feeling.
Most of us will not be able to relate to that, but I can certainly understand why that would be a lot of fun. I would like to be able to do that, but I'm not Josh Connerly. Well, Josh, we're fired up, man. We're happy to have you in D.C. I appreciate the time. We're looking forward to seeing you get out there, rookie minicamp, and get on the grass. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having me on.
Josh Connerly, new tackle with the Commanders, who's going to be playing some games, ideally, in the city at the RFK site.